Game 2 of 3 between the Reds and the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber doing a good luck dance before the game. Let's see if it brings the Cubs any luck. We'll take it to the bottom of the second. Schwarber at the plate.
It's got a chance! Home run number 30. Kyle Schwarber with a long home run.
Apparently the fans are at the top of their game as well.
Now the 3-1 to Kyle. A swing and a broken bat looper, shallow center field, going out Peraza. That's a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Cubs lead 4-0. Rivera hits a little fly ball to shallow right. Schebler lost it. Now he cannot see it. It's a base hit. Great base running, Almora. Cubs lead 6-0. Deep fly ball to left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Rene Rivera. Cubs lead 9-0.
9-0 Cubs is your final score. The Cubs have won 15 of their last 18 games with a victory. A great game for John Lester. He goes 5 innings, no runs on 4 hits with 7 strikeouts. Let's hear what he had to say about his performance.
You know, kind of a normal game. You know, I knew, obviously we all know, I mean, I'm not stupid or anything, but that it was going to be a shorter day. But, you know, I still try to take the mindset of, you know, you give me the ball, I'm going to try to finish the game. So it was just good to be crisp. You know, it was good to have good command. Mixed in all of our pitches and threw some pitches in some different counts that we normally don't throw in. So it was good. It was good. Have some weak contact. They hit a couple balls hard, but guys made some good plays on them. So that was good.
You feel these last two starts that you're back to where you need to be?
I feel good. I've felt the last two have been a lot better as far as being able to repeat and command the baseball and, like I said, throw those different pitches. You know, we kind of got back to throwing a lot more fastballs. You know, but obviously the teams and the guys that you face dictate that as well and what you're trying to do. So, you know, it feels good to be crisp, you know, regardless of, obviously we all want to win the game. We don't want to give up runs and all that stuff. But when you're able to execute and throw the ball on both sides of the plate and do that stuff, you can kind of live with getting beat sometimes. Yeah, well, I mean, I knew that wasn't going to happen. You know, once I went on the DL, that wasn't really a possibility. You know, so always next year.
John, you know your next start is going to be against Washington. Does it make a difference to you one game, first game, second game, whatever game that is?
No, I mean, I don't make those decisions. So, you know, I told somebody the other day, if they so choose to make me game one, and I mean, obviously that's a huge honor, huge responsibility to put on your shoulders and go out there and try to get your team off to the best start. But if I'm any of the other games, I'm going to go out there and compete just like I will any other start.
I know you've been through this, you know, 4 or 5 days off in a row before with the playoffs. Is there any anxiety to it, or is it more, you know, you're relishing the opportunity for rest right now?
You know, I think with the schedule that's in place, you don't really have, you know, off days. You know, you get the one off day on Monday, and I think Tuesday we might have a workout or something, and then Wednesday's a travel day, and Thursday, and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm sure we'll be busy. You know, for me, I don't get anxious until really the day of. You know, I think I'm so engrossed in my routine and what I'm doing, what I'm trying to prepare for. And then when you get to that day, it's kind of like, okay, I don't know what to do, and now I have to pitch. So that's when kind of the anxiety and the nervousness, you know, kicks in. But the days in between, it's nice to have some breaks. And we'll figure out the workouts and all that other stuff along the way.
So you guys celebrate the other night. You celebrated hard, as you always do. But now it looks like a relaxed group that looks like now it's time to, you know, go about our business in a calm way. Is that how you're looking at this?
I don't know. I haven't really noticed any difference other than just the lineups. You know, I mean, the lineup, we've been trying to give guys some breaks and, you know, still get them in the game, but, you know, kind of get them out early. And that's kind of the nice thing about, you know, clinching a little early.
I mean, looking ahead, you know, to the postseason, it looks like you guys are, you know, of a mindset that's, you know, we've been there before.
Yeah, definitely that. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's that, you know, you talk about anxiety. I don't think there's that anxiety that there was in 2015 where – A lot of these guys didn't know what to expect. And then to throw in the one game playoff and all that other fun stuff that goes along with it. Last year you saw it. I mean, I think once we got through LA, then kind of the anxiety picked back up, so now that guys have played all the way, it's kind of, you know how certain rounds are going to be and different atmospheres and, all that stuff. So, yeah, but I think we're in a good place. Guys have been playing really good, solid baseball right now. And, we just got to keep that mindset and keep going.
Joe Maddon and the Cubs come out way on top against the Reds on Saturdays. They win 9-0. Here's what Maddon had to say about the victory.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, Lester, really good. All the bullpen guys, good. Schwarber looked obviously really, really good. That ball to center field properly struck. I thought Happ had a nice night or afternoon also. So the bullpen got their work. At bats were gotten, and we actually played a really good game too. Yeah, 0-7, right? 0 walks, 7 punch, something like that. 75. That's a nice. That's like theoretically perfect. 75 pitches after 5 innings. So, yeah, not a whole lot to complain about. I honestly have to tell you, no. I've said it several times. Go play. Just go play. I really. I don't like, for instance, when Wilson runs too hard coming off a hamstring. That bothers me. But go play. I really don't. I've told you, and again, Marcel Lashman taught me that lesson many years ago. Let them go play and don't worry about it. If the moment they start being concerned about getting hurt is when they're going to get hurt.
Everything Kyle's been through this year, Schwarber, isn't it kind of crazy that he's reached the 30 homer plateau with just over 400 at bats?
Pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Good for him. Bully for him. That shows you the kind of talent that he has. Came back and really reconstructed himself. Right now, he got that home run. I was really watching it closely. He got really started early, which is good. You can never be too early, but you could be too late as a hitter. And he was definitely on time, and that's why the ball went that far.
Joe, I know personal stuff doesn't mean all that much to you, but with today's win, you're 100 games over 500 in 3 years here. That's pretty amazing.
No, listen, that's nice. That's nice to hear that kind of stuff. I didn't know that. It really speaks to the quality of the players and the minor leagues and the front office. It speaks to all of that stuff. It speaks to depth. Because we were banged up a little bit this year, a lot of bruises going on, and to be able to, that was 92, right? With a chance for 93 with everything going on this year, I think that's pretty impressive. So give our players a lot of credit. They come to play every night, every day, and I didn't realize that's pretty nice. I hope it's not complex. I mean, I don't like complex. I just like simplex. so when we get together in a couple of days, we'll figure it out. But there's just a couple moving parts, just a couple, but not a whole lot.
Stella had a 17 pitch at bat.
Was it 17? Wow.
Yeah. So it ends with a strikeout. But how much weight do you put into that weight of the 17 pitches?
I just love, we did it the other day, and actually John Jay did it, and it pretty much knocked their pitcher out. Where was that? Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
It really injured their pitcher regarding being able to be effective. So when our guys do stuff like that, it really knocks down the other side. If the pitcher's going well, it could get him out of the game. He did strike out on the slide or whatever, but it's really impressive to watch from the side, and the guys feed off that stuff.
On Sunday, the Cubs will send out Mike Montgomery to face Deck McGuire.